Hello and welcome to Extra Time, the extra segment along with the Hooligan Report, and I'm your host, as always, SM, along with the crew from the regular podcast. Tonight we're talking about the greatest upsets that we've witnessed involving our sides, and I might actually start with Cruyff, because Cruyff, you sounded like you had an interesting memory of one you wanted to talk about.
I don't know if I'd call it interesting, quite traumatic to be honest. Bradford 2012, I believe, the League Cup, where we somehow managed to lose. I can't remember the score. I don't particularly.
Was that the one
to,
on penalties? I think that might have actually gone to penalties.
Yes,
you
I think.
Might have played a pretty much full strength side.
And I made a thread about it and got absolutely keened for it, but it was absolutely ridiculous. How you can lose to a League One side with, I can't remember the team we put out, but it's just absolutely ridiculous that even happened.
You know, I don't know much about that Bradford side, but I can tell you who was in goal for them, and that was one Matt Duke, who was actually our backup keeper the first time we were up in the Premier League. So I was very, very happy for him that day. Very,
of course
very
you
happy
were.
To see Arsenal lose.
Aren't you lovely?
I think he actually pulled off a couple of cracking saves in the penalty shootout, to be fair to him, but probably not a great result for you guys.
That's probably the one that springs to mind the most. Well, in recent memory, I can't really think of any others, but in terms of...
4-4?
I was about to say that one, the 4-4 with Newcastle.
Why do you do this to me, boys? Why do you do it to me?
I saw NFC bring that up today, and I remember watching...
I came home from a night out, turned it on, it was 2-0 after 4 minutes or something, I thought it was brilliant. And then it got to 3-0 and then 4-0, and then by the end of the game, it was Sheikh Tiote banging a goal in like you'll never score again from 25 yards into the top corner. It gives me nightmares.
My Arsenal mate.
There's another one too.
My Arsenal mate who was asleep during that game, I texted him at half time saying he had to wake up because they're up by 4-0 at half time, and he got up and happily watched Newcastle bang 4 in, and so he kind of shot me a message back saying, why the hell did you wake me up for that?
There's another one too. League Cup final, lost to Birmingham City.
Oh, of course. You can't forget that one.
I thought we were friends.
Well, yeah,
I just remember that was the top of my head right now. So
I actually remember watching that. It was on in the middle of the night, as games usually are over here, and seeing that capitulation really when Kashelmi banged it into Szczesny, I think, and it bounced to Obafemi Martins, who knocked it in the 89th minute, was just, I don't want to talk about it.
That's all right, Cruyff. We'll move on to a Hull upset that I could remember, which does actually
2-0?
Involve Arsenal. Does actually 2-0, involve Arsenal.
2-0 September 20...
2-1, actually. 2-1.
September 26th, I want to say. 2008.
Paul McShane own goal to open the scoring. But then Giovanni scores an absolute belter.
I remember that.
Poland, I think, might have got the header to win the game. For only your second loss at the Emirates.
We won the premiership at Burnley, so it was all right.
Did you?
Yes, Hawthorn won the Premiership
day. Sorry, I thought you meant Arsenal won the Premier League that year. I didn't think you did.
No, we haven't won that in a long time. Let's not talk about that. This has been quite a painful segment for me.
We'll try and see if there are any results that don't involve Arsenal. Jets, I mean, obviously, apart from the United result yesterday, what's probably the best upset win you've seen Leicester involved in?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm obviously only 22, so I haven't seen, most of that has been in the lower leagues, but the one that stands out would have been two seasons ago where we went to our arch rivals Nottingham Forest in the last match day and needed a win to make the sixth position in the playoff and managed to scored late on and then scored the winner in like 93rd minute or something with our supporters up that end. That was pretty wild.
I do remember that one because I think that was the season we had our we got promoted and I think we were playing we had our crazy game with Cardiff. Then I think you guys were having maybe that was the year before.
Yeah, that's so, right actually.
Was it that would have been right. Yeah. Final days seem to throw up some pretty crazy results sometimes.
It was a pretty special game because they would have gone into the sixth position if they'd won. So it was a watch arrival and managed to snatch it right at the death just to knock them out. So yeah, that was pretty memorable, that one.
Cookson, biggest upset.
All right.
For Man United.
Well, two come to mind immediately. First one was FA Cup semi-final 2008 against Portsmouth. I mean, we win that.
Yep.
I mean, just nothing occurred to that. I mean, we were dominated. Van der Sar went out in, I think Van der Sar got injured. Then the backup goalkeeper got injured and we had Rio Ferdinand in goal. I mean, that was just shocking. I mean, it possibly did cost us the treble.
What a shame.
Must be hard.
My heart bleeds for you.
Jesus wept.
We could have had two. And the other one, this is going to sound really odd, but just bear with me. 2009 Champions League final.
Is that the...
I mean, we were...
Against Barca?
Yeah, we're Barcelona. Pretty much, because...
Yeah.
Everything we did was just wrong before that game. We started out well, then Barcelona, then tore us a new arsehole, which they did to us again in 2011.
Messi scored with a header and his boot came off. Is that that final?
Yes. I remember watching up for that, being young, excited. How old was our 15-year-old Andrew going, yeah, let's watch Champions League. And then,
you're only 20. You're young. Jesus.
Yeah, man.
I remember, me and him had you picked for older than that.
Yeah. I remember watching that final at school, actually. I think I was in year 12 at the time. And I think they set it up at school to watch. So I do have some memory of that game.
Yeah, I just watched it and just like, just wasn't the day that...
Are there any, besides the Leicester one, obviously, have there been any in the league that you think have slipped away from you when you should have been winning?
Everton 4, Manchester United 4 in 2011. There was a time we lost versus Man City.
You lost to Burnley the last time they were up, I think, from memory.
Yep.
That's one that...
I mean, there's probably a ridiculous amount in the League Cup where we've decided to field very kind of strongish sides, but not that strong.
Wasn't there one this year?
It lost like 4-0 or something?
Yeah,
But then we sold all of them, so they don't count anymore.
on the other side of the coin, I think I was 13, I think, 2001. You were playing Spurs at the Lane. They were 3-0 up at half-time. End of the game, United won 5-3. I remember watching the replay of that on a Sunday afternoon, and that was absolutely amazing.
The glorious return of, the last hurrah of the treble side. Then we also, again, had the 1999 Champions League final. Two goals in stoppage time to win the treble and the European Cup, if you don't mind.
Another great comeback. Well, not that I really want to gloss over United, but Manchester United versus Real Madrid, when you were 3-0 down at half-time at Old Trafford, and you won 4-3.
Yep.
Hands down the best game I've watched.
Yep. Then, of course, there was possibly United's greatest comeback, which wasn't in a game at all, which, as we know, was recovering from Munich and then winning the European Cup 10 years later. And there's still lingering. What if?
Yes.
Was that seen?
Enough about United.
The other one I wanted to mention about Hull was last season when we beat Liverpool 3-1, because the context for that game was that we'd actually lost to Crystal Palace a week earlier, and amid a lot of turmoil with the name protests and that sort of thing. And I think at the time Liverpool were actually playing quite well. I think Sturridge might have been injured, so we got a bit of a lucky break with that. But it was actually my first game over on my trip, and we'd never beaten Liverpool in any sort of competitive fixture before, and we actually managed to beat them 3-1. So I think that was a pretty impressive and pretty unexpected result for Hull.
Yeah. Cruyff, what are some of Arsenal's best comebacks since we talked about United's?
I don't know. Comeback, so to speak, but when we made the Champions League final in 06, the game against Madrid at the Bernabeu, when Henri made that run from halfway, brushed Ronaldo off like he wasn't there, and then slotted it home past Casillas, I don't know what the score was at the time, but that's the one that stood out for me.
We've also got Liverpool's Champions League win.
That's a pretty famous comeback. That's brilliant.
See what else comebacks are there. Oh, there's
United against City.
Yep, was it the 4-3 with Michael Owen?
Yep. We've had a few against Spurs.
Derby's threw up a few interesting comebacks, to be honest.
Yeah.
What?
Liverpool in the Champions League when they beat us, I think. Oh, I don't know what the score was. We went down one end in the 88th minute. Walcott scored. Minute later, they had a penalty and they won on away goals or by one goal or something. But I think that was the quarters, maybe, of the Champions League. Went 08 or 09, maybe.
But talking about that sort of situation, I think talking about the Hull Cardiff game, there was, I think, three games around that time. There was the Leicester playoff game the following week, and I think there was a game in League One between Bradford and someone, where in all three games, one of the sides was awarded a penalty, missed the penalty, then the other side went down the other end and immediately scored a goal, and in all three, it had pretty heavy ramifications. So
I don't want to talk about that.
was that recently? Last season?
That was the season we got promoted, so it was the season before last.
But yeah, I remember seeing it on the TV where they missed a penalty and then banged straight on the other end and they scored.
Yeah, I think it happened with Doncaster and Bradford, where I think if Bradford had scored, they would have been promoted, and Doncaster went down the other end and actually scored and got promoted.
For us, that's crazy. That's crazy.
It would have put us up 3-1 to basically, it would have secured promotion, and they went down the other end and scored a penalty. We had to wait for Leeds to win, of all teams, 15 minutes later to secure our promotion. And did it, I'm not deliberately trying to rub this in, Jazz, but was that miss and then their goal, did that knock you out of the playoffs?
Yeah, it did. We won 1-0 at our place and then went across to theirs, and it was, I think they ended up winning, it was something like 3-2 or something stupid like that. I don't remember exactly what it was. It might have been 3-1. But yeah, if we scored the penalty, it was like 93rd minute or something.
Yeah.
We scored the penalty, we were through. If we missed and didn't concede, it was going into extra time. But yeah, missed and then conceded straight after, which was, it all happened so quickly and it was just horrifying. To lose a completely season on that, it was dreadful.
Oh, the roller coaster of emotions you feel as a supporter, because when Cardiff scored their goal, I thought that was our season over and that was promotion gone, so I do have some sense of how it feels, because you kind of go from thinking this is it, we've got it, when you're lining up for the penalty, and then obviously they go down the other end and it all changes so quickly.
Some other great comebacks.
Oh, okay.
United versus Juventus in 1999.
You would have been like six.
That was a Champions League. United versus Barcelona in 84, and of course, this one is the United one.
Okay.
Australia versus Japan 2006.
Oh, yes.
Good one. There was one for Arsenal 04 in the league. We were playing Middlesbrough. We were 3-1 down at Highbury, and we ended up winning 5-3.
5-3?
Yep.
Jets perks up. What 5-3? What? No, I did initially want to talk about both domestic and international, and I'd completely forgotten about that Australia one, obviously, but that...
Italy would have a few, surely.
But I think until recently, those three goals that we scored at the end there stood as a record for the fastest three goals scored in a World Cup match, I think. Could be wrong on that.
Until Germany beat that.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think Germany against Brazil beat the record. But that's probably, arguably the best performance from an Australian side. In terms of, you know, the result, I guess.
Some of the greatest stuff in December.
The Uruguay penalty shootout was quite amazing.
Yeah, that's true.
Although, I don't know how much you guys remember that, because I was only 17.
I'll have to confess that I didn't actually watch that game live.
It was the night of my year 12 graduation, actually. I came home, turned the TV on, really old TV, got to the penalty shootout, the TV died. Oh. Had to bolt into the lounge room and turn the TV on as quick as I could.
Oh, jeez.
Were
there any other comebacks you wanted to look at quickly before we move on to Cooks and Segment?
I used to love some of the upsets. I'm a big French international supporter. I remember I got on the bandwagon in the 06. I remember seeing, like, against Brazil and against... They had some good results in that World Cup. Big upsets. That game against Brazil especially was...
Zidane won the show.
Yeah, Zidane, that was an amazing tournament for him. Until the end.
But that's Zizou.
Okay, well, we might move on then to Cookson's new segment. And so why don't you take it away, Cookson?
Yes, the Fallon Door, where we disgrace divers all the way around the world. There were two runners-up, Captain Bardi for barging into Raphael, Lallana for diving. However, they are not the winners. The winner for this week, drumroll please, from Real Madrid, it's Marcelo, who dived without even receiving contact and lost the ball in his own penalty box. Come on, son, turn it off. And we will accept nominations for it.
Oh, jeez.
This is brilliant. This is the greatest thing in the history of podcasting.
You know what I realised as he started saying that, Grove? I felt like a Jason Dunstall to the either the Andrew Gaze or the Spud Frawley with his golden fist segment, just sitting there going,
Oh, like, when he loses his shit.
On. Yeah, what if I signed on for?
What's it called? When he goes mental, yeah.
Yeah, the isn't it Turn It Up?
Dribble
no,
Kicks.
Andrew Gaze has Turned It Up.
Yeah, probably does the golden fist.
And Dustle has his own thing, What Kicks. Makes Me Angry or something. I think it's called What Makes Me Angry, and he just absolutely loses it, but it's hilarious. Oh, that was great, Cookson. Well done.
I'm trying to think of any other dives on the weekend. Did you guys see any other bad dives on the weekend?
No.
There was no dives in the Manchester game. Don't remember seeing any.
He's the Colonel Clink. I see nothing.
Oh, you dangled out the bait there.
Oh, jeez. Okay, boys, were there any closing thoughts for this week?
Go the Hawks.
Oh, we've done this already. I'm talking about stuff again. Thanks.
Have a look. Norm Smith medal.
Luke Hodge.
They don't give them to the losing side normally, Croft.
Hodge has already got one. He'll have two.
Well, Ryan O'Keefe's got one. He's retired, so we'll have to give credit around. I think Hanbury might be piping up for one.
Kennedy might be in with a chance. Kennedy Brian Lake again.
Oh, Buddy Franklin. Can you Mitchell? Imagine? Can you imagine? Buddy kicks 10, wins the Norm Smith Premiership medal and Coleman medal.
Would you rather Sydney win on Saturday or Hull beat Sydney?
Oh, don't you say that to me. As long as you can promise that no one from the City Board's going to listen to this, I'm going to say I'd rather Hull beat Man City, to be honest. I don't know. No, that's hard. I can't say that.
Wow.
We actually have a history of losing whenever Hull plays on the day of the grand final that Swans are in. We have a history of losing. So we lost to Peterborough back in 2012. So
it's technically on the day after. I'm just pointing it out there.
Well, thank you, Christian. Thank you for your technicalities.
No.
Croak, would you rather see a Spurs 5-0 win? Spurs 5-0 win, but Hawks win the Premiership?
Oh, no way. I don't want to see Spurs score 5. That's too much.
So you'd rather see the Swans... Okay, Swans win the Premiership by 10 goals, or Spurs win by 5 goals?
Oh, that's a bit extreme.
Well, we're going to extreme territory, aren't we?
All right, let me ask you this. You lose by a point after the siren. After the siren that's kicked by the most hated Hawthorn player for you, which whoever that may be, Actually, Franklin misses after the siren and you lose by a point.
Hull miss
a penalty.
Oh, jeez.
With the last kick of the game as well to lose.
To lose? Oh, well, that's okay because we would have only drawn if we got the penalty, so it's only 1 point dropped, really.
Fuck it. You lose. Regardless, you miss the penalty, you lose.
Yeah, so if we get the penalty, we'd only draw.
Yeah.
So it's all right. It's only 1 point. So I'll take the. I'd rather the.
I really messed this up.
Yeah, you really did. You didn't think that through at all. I might sign off for the night, boys. I think we've lost it towards the end there.
We added that up.
Can the Hawks?
Thanks very much for coming on, boys. Thanks, Jap. Thanks, Cookston, and thanks, Croyf.
Thank you. Go the Hawks.
No worries.
Come on, Hawkers.
Thank you for listening. Hopefully, you've made it all the way to the end of this. You haven't gone bored and turned off. So thank you very much. We'll see you next week and go the Swannies.